This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This sound is a very cold sound. Cold air, because we're in the storage room at an ice cream factory.
Tree nuts and our other ingredients like chocolate brownie or pecan praline nuts. And inside here's our freezer of storage of ice cream.
You ever been to an ice cream factory? Every kid's dream. Not so bad when you're grown either, because today it's my favorite ice cream. It's Thrifty ice cream.
One, two, three.
Looking forward to this one. It's Do You Work Here, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. And yeah, Thrifty. Do you know it? Some of you are going, okay, the stuff they sell at Rite Aid. There's a group going, yes, with the metal scooper that's like cylindrical, it makes it look different. And then there's the group that's going, Mike, yes, of course I know Thrifty, because I live here. It's iconic in Southern California. It's a classic.
It absolutely is. I grew up here. When I was a little six-year-old with a Schwinn Stingray look-alike bicycle, it was a nickel, a dime, and 15 cents for a single, double, and triple ice cream cone.
So that little kid is now the GM, Scott Baichi.
If I had the dime, I wouldn't get a double. I would get two singles, and you'd get the extra cone that way.
The plant's in El Monte. It's been here for decades. Thrifty's been sold for 80 years, ice cream counters at the old Thrifty drugstores. And if you're still getting that kind of old-fashioned vibe, that's kind of the point.
Associates that have been here average of 20 years plus.
This guy's Tim Briggs, quality assurance. His job is to make it taste right. His job is to eat ice cream. Didn't know that was an option when I was looking for work.
We make some of the same flavors year after year with the same formula.
Being old-fashioned is actually really good. We have some of the same suppliers that we had 40 and 50 years ago.
Because people, customers, they will know if we have changed something. They'll call me.
You want to make some? Thought so. Starts with what you're hearing behind me. They call it the giant ninja bullet. And it all starts with milk, right? Which doesn't come from that far away. Comes from up in the Central Valley.
So we get a couple of tankers a day. Then we have a mix room where we have to add in our sugar, stabilizers, water, and blend that all together to make an ice cream mix.
Think of the mix like you're making cookies at home.
The mix that you make is kind of like the cookie batter that you make. Most of them, what we use is a plain mix. We add flavor and or color.
Once we do that, then we pasteurize it and we put it into our silos.
In the silos, they could be holding plain or chocolate or French. Today, we're making mint chip, my favorite, and strawberry cheesecake. Out on the floor, bunch of machines, lots of stainless steel for the blending and the pasteurizing and the freezing and the adding stuff. And it's a big building, but it's not huge. It's kind of self-contained when you're making ice cream.
The ice cream starts out at refrigerated temperatures, 30 or 40 degrees. That whole wall is full of ice cream freezers.
This is called a fruit beater, so if we were making Rocky Road, the almonds would go in there and they would drop in right here.
And let me tell you, they got something for everything. The lids for the cartons, do we put them on ourselves? No, the robot does it, but what about getting them the right direction? Well, the robot does that too.
Lid descrambler. So the lids are just dumped in there And then there's a bar that those lids write on. If they're not the right direction, they will fall off and not continue all the way through.
You got to work smarter, not harder, people. The cartons, by the way, come down from the ceiling on little tracks, like little train tracks. They've got pints, they've got scrounds. That's the take-home. The shape is kind of between a square and a round. It's a scround. They've got 3 gallons. Those are for scooping in the store.
We fill the container at 20 degrees. Then we take that. It goes up into our hardener, minus 40 degree room. It goes into our warehouse, and then very soon thereafter, gets loaded onto a truck and is delivered to the local store.
A lot of fun noises at the ice cream factory. You know what they got outside those extra cold rooms? They got the coat warmer.
Yeah, this blue box, yeah, that's a coat oven, so it'll dry your outfit before you go back into the freezer. They stay in there about an hour, and then they'll come out for like 15 minutes.
Boots, gloves, hats, the whole bit. Because, yeah, I was in there 2 minutes, and I was freezing. How much product goes into this? You talked about the tankers of milk. I mean, what are we looking at?
So we make tens of millions of gallons in a year. I did some calcs not long ago. It takes about 200,000 cows making milk every day of the year, 7 days a week, 365 days a year to make enough milk for us to make our ice cream.
That's a lot of cows. Favorites, do we have them or do we love all of our children equally?
Yeah, I tell people that it depends on the day, but we do have some favorites like Rocky Road, Malt Crunch. You know, Butter Pecan used to be the big one.
Yeah, Rocky Road. Yeah, a Rocky Road. You know, what's wrong with chocolate? Oh, and by the way, we're one of the few companies that uses real marshmallows. We use the same mini marshmallows that you would use at home, and other companies don't do that. And whole almonds, you'll see.
Running out of time, so just a couple more. Can't get out of here without talking about the scooper, because we started this with some of the scooper talk. The special cylindrical scoop. What is the story behind that guy?
The biggest challenge food servers have is portion control. When you take a traditional scoop of ice cream, it's almost easy to give you too much or too little. So we developed that iconic cylindrical scooper to make sure that every scoop that you got was exactly what you paid for. It's easy to scoop more, but it's almost impossible to scoop less.
And that has been around since the 50s. All right, one more, because honestly, there are some people who are worried, and people were asking me about this when I said I was coming to see you guys. So day job for me is the news, right? And Rite Aid's been in the news. The voluntary Chapter 11, get the debt down, do the turnaround, restructure, closing some stores. So do we need to be concerned?
No, Mike, and it's so funny too, because I affectionately call our parent company Rite Aid. I do call them mom and dad. It's kind of like living in mom and dad's house and they're having trouble and you have your own income, you have your own job. Yeah, regardless, we'll love them, but Thrifty's been here almost 84 years. I mean, that's 3-4 generations. We're going to be here for 3 or 4 more.
And I'll be eating it as long as I can. You know, they gave me fresh mint chip, stuff that wasn't as hardened yet, just a tiny bit gooier, but not a lot. I don't know how to describe it, but thanks, guys. And thank you, huh, for listening. This is Do You Work Here, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. We'll be back next week with another one of these. And tell me your favorite flavor. Do You Work Here at KNXnews.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.